So, this is my friend Tian here, and we're going to be talking about physical boundaries. So, Tian, what are some physical boundaries for yourself?
Well, physical body boundaries is like you can't overdo it, because when you start to overdo it when you're working out, you'll end up being sore or something like that.
Mm. So, have any of these boundaries affected your life?
Boundaries affected my life because certain things that with these boundaries you can't do. Because if you try to go over, then you'll end up hurting yourself more than you'll help yourself.
Have you ever hurt yourself before?
Not really, because I've always known what my boundaries are.
Okay. Do you have any boundaries when you play sports?
Depending on the sport. If it's football, it's to make sure that all contact stays below your head so you don't end up with a concussion. And end up in the hospital.
Have you ever had a concussion before in your life?
No, but I got close to getting one after a brutal hit.
How have some of these boundaries affected your sports life?
They've taken away from bigger plays that you could have had to try to impress scouts, college scouts, and stuff like that. Certain boundaries, they prohibit you from doing certain things. Certain people take it to another step. Yeah, they get the bigger plays, but they're risking their health. Just for a four-year scholarship that might not even get you further than that.
So would you say that taking those riskier plays are better, or are they not, they're not worth it?
In my opinion, they're not worth it because you're taking a chance. Yeah, you're going to make the big play that's going to impress everybody, impress all the scouts, impress all the girls, but if you miss that play, you could end up with physical injuries that could scar you for life. Like one person I know had ripped his knee so bad that he can't play sports ever again, and he can barely walk.
Tian also mentioned that one of his friends, Richard, had a heart problem.
Yeah, it's just my heart, it will, like, sometimes it overworks itself, so, like, my heart could, like, stop any minute. In, like, further years, if I keep on going and overworking myself, and, like, it hurts from, like, time to time, on, like, some bumps, like, it doesn't hurt, like, every time, like, it hurts yearly, you can say, and that... I'm not sure what the symptom is or like what it really is, but like I know it's just like a couple blood clots and stuff, and I have to get surgery soon for it. So yeah.
Have you ever done any sports in the past that have like affected your heart at all?
Well, I did play football, like in my previous school, my middle school, and I did take a tumble on concrete and hit my head against the concrete, and probably had a little bit of blood in my skull, but I'm not really sure if that really did, because it didn't hurt at that time. But yeah, I did feel a slight pain in my chest and slight non-breathing, you can say. So, yeah.
How do you think your heart will affect you when dealing with sports in the future?
Well, like, I do track now. And, like, I can't really run the distances I used to run before. And, like, my heart will kick in and be a pain, like, when I'm, like, halfway or just, like, almost at the finish, you can say.
Do you, like, try to push yourself past your heart knowing the consequences?
Yeah, actually. I already know that if I don't do what I have to do, like, I can just pass from my heart going out, but I still go above and beyond, and even though it hurts, I still just go for it, because what's this, like, I wouldn't say that, you just gotta do what you gotta do, basically.
So you think if you didn't have this heart problem, you would succeed and achieve better things in sports?
Yeah, actually, like, if I can actually do more sports and, like, actually stay up to task with a lot of things, you can say.
Have you ever tried to overcome some of your physical boundaries?
Probably once in a while. Pushing myself where you're in the workout room, trying to get bigger, trying to be big like an offensive lineman, but that doesn't end up helping you at all.
So, like, what are some steps you've taken to become big like an offensive lineman?
You try to get on like an offensive lineman diet, like eat more, build cardio and stuff like that, and it's really hard when you have a high metabolism, so the food just burns off faster. You're eating more, you're working out more, it doesn't seem like you're not getting that many results.
Mm. Have you ever tried, like how long have you tried doing this?
Tried it for a full season, and at some points it just seemed like way too much because I didn't have the metabolism to do it. My metabolism just was too fast. It would just burn the food off immediately, and it looked like I wasn't doing anything.
Mm. Do you feel that you have a better sports career without those boundaries?
I probably would. Like, I would probably get noticed much more if I didn't have these boundaries. Like, if I didn't set the personal boundary of don't go below, don't try for knee shots, don't jump really if you're not needed to. Like, if you do this extra stuff, then you're more likely to get noticed. You're more likely to make those bigger plays. But at what risk? That could risk walking for the rest of your life. It could risk brain damage.
Mm. Would you pass on to your children to take more risk in sports, or would you just tell them to be careful and take it slow?
I'd tell them to take it slower because, yeah, sports is a small window in everybody's life. So I would say do your best at it, but I wouldn't say go full out every day, every time you play. Like, sometimes you have to learn when to pull back and when to go over your boundaries.
What would you do if your children had physical problems and they wanted to do sports? What would you tell them?
I would tell my children just to why say boundaries. It's certain things that you were put on this earth that you can and can't do. And sports may be one of them, you know. But if you want to do it, I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to get you whatever you need to do the sport. I'm just going to tell you to watch your boundaries and don't push yourself, don't go over, and you'll end up something wrong.
What would you do if one of your children ever got hurt because they pushed their boundaries? How would you feel about that?
I would tell them to really just slow it down. There's certain things that you can't do, like I said before. Mm-hmm. Certain things that I can't do, and there's certain things that Richard can't do that we just weren't built to do. And if you can't do these things, don't keep pushing yourself, because that's how you end up with really bad, bad injuries.
I asked both Richard and another friend, Kia, how they would feel if their children had physical problems.
If your children had this heart problem, would you like stop them from doing sports, or would you tell them to watch their boundaries?
I would just say watch their boundaries, or just that if they needed what I really needed, I would try to get it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so basically just watch their boundaries, and if I had the money, I would get them what they need.
Well, it's not so much what I would say, it's what I would do. I would do anything in my power to make sure that they could do anything to their greatest extent. They want to play sports.
Knowing that they could get seriously injured, would you still allow them to run track?
Well, first I would take them to see their physician, let them clear it, and if not, I don't think so, if it would put my child in harm or any form of danger.
I came back to Tian to ask him his final thoughts on the topic.
Would you say that it would make a person stronger if they go out and do their full potential every single time, or a stronger person knows what their risks are?
A stronger person definitely knows what their risks are. Like, everybody should push themselves progressively, but not just go ridiculous. Because when you go ridiculous, that's when you end up hurting yourself or not helping yourself.